Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Never Beginning to Live. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. Marcus Aurelius. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you'll recognize the term memento mori, which means to remember death, in that you can leave life at any moment. Now, the Stoics believed strongly in this idea and keeping it in the forefront of their decision-making and how they went about their daily lives. It's used as a tool to help keep things in perspective. It doesn't mean that you should live each day like it was your last and that you shouldn't go to work and party like there was no tomorrow. What it does mean is that you live each day of your life in a way that you would be proud of how you lived that day. It also means that you don't put off things that are important for some other day, because that day may never come. Are there things that you're putting off? Are there dreams and goals that you want to accomplish, but you're waiting for everything to line up for the perfect conditions to arise? The thing is, there isn't a perfect time. And if we view things through the lens of memento mori, we remind ourselves that we may not be here tomorrow. In my own life, it's taken me up to my 40s to really step up and decide that I want to follow some of my dreams. At the beginning of this year, I started this podcast as a step forward in following some of the dreams and goals that I had. And even though I was scared that people might think this was dumb or that I didn't know what I was talking about, I did it anyway. And what I've learned along the way is that if you take a small step every day towards your goal, you'll find that it impacts everything else in your life. As you see progress each day, no matter how small, it helps you to start to take control of your life. Because by taking a small step every day, you are controlling one thing that you can control, your actions. Because the thing is you're going to die. That is a certainty. And if you never live the life that you're meant to, then why be afraid to die? If you're not living the life you want, then is it any better than death? There's a reason why people are so afraid of zombies and the idea of zombies. It's because it's someone that is alive, but is not really living. And if you feel like what you do doesn't really matter in the long run, then what's the harm in doing something you love? Now, this doesn't mean that you have to throw out the life that you have. I mean, I work on this podcast every day, and I still have my day job. But I'd like to encourage you to make a goal to do something that you love that makes you feel alive for at least 20 minutes every day. Whether that's writing every day, or playing an instrument, or singing, or training for a marathon. Whatever it is that makes you feel alive, try to work on that a little each day. And stick with it for as long as you can and see what other areas of your life it impacts as you are consistently taking control of your life. Remember, death is certain, but to live is a choice. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter. Also, if you could leave me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.